Thank you, Shannon. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, as thy word is read and proclaimed, help us to open our hearts and minds to hear what you would have us hear this day. Amen. Our first scripture lesson comes to us today from Psalm 138. Please listen to and for the word of God. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Our gospel lesson today comes to us from Luke 5, verses 1 through 11. Again, please listen to and for the word of God. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of the fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I want to go ahead and get this out of the way, and for folks listening on the radio, I'm sorry you can't see it, but yes, my tie is red, and yes, there is some yellow in it. Okay, no, I do not have on a green tie. Okay, for those of you who know, you know. If the rest of you, look at 6:30 on TV. So, let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone to a party? Maybe you're going to a party tonight. But anyway, maybe a lunch at a friend's house or lunch here at church. And when you're ready to leave, you see that some of your dish is still left over. And you say, "Well, you know, if you all want, I'll just leave my dish here and let you all have some, and I'll come get my dish. Maybe it's Wednesday or whenever. So y'all help yourselves." At a church we attended, when it was our time to clean up after a church lunch, my wife and I would collect some of the leftovers and sometimes take it to the police station or take it perhaps to the homeless shelter for them to distribute. So, in today's story, Jesus calls Simon, James, and John to follow him after they bring their boats in loaded with fish. And they do. They follow Jesus. So, now we have two boats loaded with fish sitting on the edge of the... Have y'all thought about this? Good. I'm glad I'm here. Maybe give you a different perspective. Hang on, because it's going to get better. So somebody in the crowd sees what's going on. There's Jesus, James, John, Simon walking away. And the guy says, well, excuse me, hello? What are we going to do with these fish? Excuse me. They just keep on walking, right? That's what the scripture says. Well, now we've got two boatloads of fish sitting on the shore. Keep that in mind as we talk about our story today. A fellow named Chris Miller, not my brother. Chris's talents were in other areas. But a fellow named Chris Miller gives us this perspective, his perspective on today's scripture. The Bible tells us that seven of the first 12 disciples were fishermen by trade. It's no accident that Jesus chose these individuals to be his first disciples. As fishermen, these guys possess characteristics every Christian, those of us here and on the radio, should have. But here's some reasons why Jesus chose these fishermen. Fishermen know how to take orders. These men took orders without questioning or debating, and here are some examples. When Jesus called Simon and Andrew, at once they left their nets and followed him. At once was their response, an immediate reaction to Jesus' calling. A night of fishing resulted in empty nets. Jesus told Simon to go to the deep water and let down his nets. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish, their nets began to break. Because you say so was good enough for Simon. A post-resurrection appearance by Jesus placed Jesus together with the disciples after another fruitless night of fishing. He called to them, Friends, have you caught any fish? No, they answered. Throw your net on the right side. And for those of us with nautical experience, right side is what? Starboard. Port is left. So, throw it over on the starboard side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to pull the nets up because of the large number of fish. Listening to orders, yielding great results. While there is a time for questioning and debating, fishermen know sometimes the difference between failure and success is the width of their boat and the time it takes to cross from one side or another. Have y'all ever heard the expression, it's time to either fish or cut bait? Do you know what that means? Okay, if not, I'll talk to you about it later. But either fish or cut bait, do it or don't. But this is what the fishermen did. They took orders. When they cast the nets on the other side of the boat, they listened. Christians, too, need to develop the skill of taking orders from the Lord. It's okay to ask questions, but sometimes situations call for simply taking orders. The psalmist records the Lord saying, Be still and know that I am God. Fishermen know how to work together. Manually pulling in a net full of fish is hard work. You can imagine that it would be. Everyone on a boat works together to pull on the net. The crew works as a team to accomplish their goal. They do not let one person do all of the work. Scripture calls Christ's followers to act in the same manner, those of us Christians. We are one body with many parts. We've discussed this before. And each part is to do his or her own work to accomplish one common goal. And that's it, introducing the lost of the world to the message of Christ. Fishermen are dedicated. Fishing requires a great deal of patience and dedication. Fishermen might go for hours, perhaps days, without a nibble. See, this is why they call it fishing and not catching. Fishing, you're out there hoping to catch, but a lot of times we spend a lot of time fishing but not catching. So, but you see, giving up is not an option. It never is. A fisherman's dedication pushes the person to keep going, to keep fishing. Jesus knew what was ahead of the followers. He knew he needed followers who would not easily quit. The same is true today. Christians, you, me, those of us listening on the radio, are called to pick up our cross and follow Christ daily. It's never a promised life will be easy, but it's promised that the Lord will care for us and heaven will be worth the wait, the fishing that we do, if you will, here on earth. As Christians, we must measure our dedication. Are we as dedicated as fishermen? Fishermen are courageous. Fishing can require a person to travel into deep and treacherous waters. It was common in Jesus' day for fishermen to be caught in fierce storms. We've had these stories before from the Bible, while on the open sea. It was their courage which pushed them to go back into the water following a tremendous storm. Much courage was required. Much courage is required for the Christians, you, me, our listeners on the radio. There are any number of circumstances that could cripple us with fear. But we must continue the journey of life. This takes courage. Did you know, and I know you're aware of it, the most repeated command in the Bible? Do not fear. Do not be afraid. And you see, the Lord knew that life would be rough and tough, and it is. So he gives us encouragement. And it's an encouraging command to have courage in the face of fear. Psalm 46 reminds us that the Lord is our refuge, our strength, and our protection. In him, we can master fear without worrying about not having the courage. Jesus gives us the courage that we need. In him, we can have the courage like the fisherman. Fishermen are skilled at using their equipment. You'll excuse me just 1 minute. Yes, this is my tackle box. For those on the radio, got my tackle box here. I'm going to work hard not to spill everything out. Fishermen know their equipment. They take care of their equipment. I, too, have equipment. It's called lures. Some of these are the ones that I've used on a lake not too far from here. Somebody in the audience and I have fished together a few times. He shall remain nameless. This is a Texas rig. Y'all know what a Texas rig is? I know somebody does. Anyway, put the hook through a worm, turn it around, so that it becomes weedless. My favorite lure is this one. It's black in color. It's about 6 inches long. I'm describing it for those of you on the radio. It has a little bulb in the middle. It's collapsible. This is what's known as a weedless lure. Works well in some places on this aforementioned lake. And what happens with this lure is, because there's this bulb in the middle, it won't get caught, doesn't happen often, on weeds and lily pads and other things that we cast into. But when the fish bites it, that bulb collapses, exposing the hooks, and we've got him. So, that shows you a little bit of my fishing knowledge. So again, back to fishermen and their equipment. Good fishermen have a tackle box. Yeah, I showed you my tackle box. Filled with various baits and lures. Each one is assigned a specific task. Some of them are topwater lures. Some of them dive deep. Some of them, like I've shown you, are weedless lures for different situations. Fishermen know each one's job and how to properly use it. They are skilled at using their equipment. I'd like to say I'm skilled at using my fishing equipment. Yes, we've caught some fish, but not every time. But like fishermen, Christians, you, me, our friends on the radio, have some equipment which we need to be skilled in using. And you see, part of what we're skilled in using is this right here, the Bible. Everything we need to know, every situation in our lives can be answered in this Bible, the Word of God. So, now back to the fish that were caught. And I knew, you know, wondering where in the world is he going with this? So think about those boats sitting on the shoreline with those fish. And again, the fellow hollering, hey, excuse me, sir, what are we going to do with this fish? So my hope is that that fellow was not such an entrepreneur that he decided to sell the fish. Let's hope he didn't. But the fact is this. Jesus had, if you'll remember, not long before, fed all of those people on the hillside with the fish and the loaves. He filled their souls, but he also helped fill their bellies. So with this fish that were left on purpose, Jesus had already preached to those folks on the shoreline and had filled their souls. Now, because of what he had been able to do with Simon, there were fish available for everyone who was there. So that's what happens to the fish. They're given out to the people. Their souls are filled, and now they will have food to eat. So you see, Jesus continues to provide. He fills our souls. He makes food available. So our challenge daily is to take that filling of our souls that we've got and pass it on. Tell others about Christ. Let them share in the good news. Amen.